Blog Talk Radio.
Truly, this is the day that the Lord He hath made, and I'm already rejoicing. And guess what? I'm glad in it. For David said, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us. Now, what's he talking about? Let us go into the house of the Lord, because I was not there with David. But David said, let us go into the house of the Lord. So he must have been looking into the future to know that, you know what, I'm not the only one that's going to go into the house of the Lord. So therefore he included us when he said, let us. I'm going to take the Holy Ghost inside with me. I'm going to take the Spirit of the living God and hope that it'll fall fresh on me. David said it. I was glad. I don't know what David was in. I don't know where David was. But however, when he thought about where he was going, he said, I was glad. Somebody invited David to the house of the Lord, and he stood flat-footed, and he said, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let me go into the house of the Lord. Good evening, everyone. This is Pastor Patricia Billiman, Blog Talk Radio, soloing one more time. I tell you, I just feel like giving God the glory. I just feel like giving God the praise. I feel like going on. Trials come on every hand, but it's okay. My trials come to make me strong. Oh, bless his name. Somebody said, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of the Lord. And the power is there to break every chain. The chain that got you bound. The chain that make you think that you're not going to do any better. The chain that say you're going to be this way always. The chain that hold you down. Your thought pattern. Your walk, your talk. The chain's got to be broken. But the power of the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am so excited. We have our darling Mother Janie on board with us again tonight. And I want to fix what happened last week when we were on and we couldn't hear Mother anymore. And I didn't know if her phone had died on her. But come to find out, Mother got tickled at her own. So she said, when she looked, her light was a flashing. And it was letting her know that her phone was on mute. She had hit the mute button and didn't realize it because she said, I continued to sing. So we missed that trait as she continued to sing. I had to jump in and take over. But she's mindful tonight to make sure that she's not on mute, because we do look forward to hearing Mother when she's able to be with us. It's just a blessing that Mother take the time, whether she's feeling good or not. She's like the sun. Mother's like the sun. The sun, you may not see the sunshine, but the sun is still shining. I don't care if it's raining in South Carolina, the sun is still shining. I don't care if it's raining in Dover, Delaware, the sun is still shining. God has not stopped the sun from shining yet. And you better thank God that he still allows the sun to shine. Even if you don't see the sunshine, it's shining. The sun is yet shining. And we got to thank our God that he allows the sun to shine. Whether you see it or not, he has not stopped the sun. The day is coming when the sun won't shine. That day is a day that you really don't want to be here. Because the Bible tells us also, in case you all didn't know, it said the moon is going to drip away to blood. That's a day that you don't want to be caught here. now, Jesus. When the moon drip away to blood, you don't want to be here when that happens. So get with David. Get with David and be grateful and say, I was glad when they said unto me, oh, let us go into the house of the Lord. I am going to decrease so that our precious mother Janie will increase, and she will come in her own way. And when she's done, I'll bring the word in Psalms. You got time to write it down. 119. Psalms 119. Okay? And I think I stopped reading last week at 65, I believe, between 65 and 67. But it's okay, because that psalm has, I believe, Mother Janie, I believe that psalm has something like 170-something, 170-something. So we're going to be on 119 for a while, because there's so much good stuff in there. It's no need for me to do Psalm 23, Psalm 27, Psalm 26, Psalm 28. It's no need for me to do that. Psalms 1, Psalm 19. No need for me to do that when I can stay right here in 119 and get some good pickings out of there. This is probably a psalm you all ever even read. Many times people only know the 23rd psalm, or they know the other one too, the 27th psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? That's a good one. That's a good one. That's when you're going through, and it looked like the enemy is going to overthrow you. That's what happened with the children in Egypt. When they looked and saw that the army of Pharaoh was gaining on them, fear came upon them. Instead of them saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies come up against me, they stumble and fail. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is the same God that was with the Israelites. They're with us now. The same God them through the Red Sea. He's with you now. Fear not. Get the glad glads, we used to say, coming up. Get the glad glads. And say like David. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Mother Janie, the line is open for you.
Good afternoon, everybody that's on this prayer line tonight. First of all, I got to give honor to God. I was just telling Pastor Patricia down here in South Carolina, maybe up in Delaware too. We have pollen down here. And for some reason, I didn't say I've been to the doctor or nothing. But I know every time that pollen starts falling, I mean, if you, like, my car is white. And it's green. And I know it was something. And I keep going outside without a mask on. And then it had my eyes burning. So then I started like Sunday, going into early Monday morning. And I was like that from Monday up until today. But then again, I'm feeling much better, I must say. So I ask those of you who know the word of prayer, just continue to pray for me. And I have to apologize for last week, because I had the phone and I was holding the phone in my hand. And I went to take the phone out of my hand to put in another thing. I'm right-handed now, but then I think I was holding the phone in my left hand. And I went to put the phone in the right hand, and I don't know, I was just singing and got carried away and singing, and I didn't even know that I had hit the mute button on the phone until I heard Pastor Patricia say, we don't know what happened to Mother Janie Line, but something must be going on, you know, in South Carolina with the phones. And I saying, there's nothing wrong with my phone. I was singing on the phone the whole time. I couldn't figure what was going on. I looked at the phone, and, you know, anybody know once you done push that mute button down, that's it. But don't you push that button. And then she said, Mother Janie got me all worked up, and I don't know what happened to her phone. But Pastor Patricia, let me tell you, you ain't going to get away that easy, honey, because guess what? I'm going to do that song again tonight for everybody on this line. I'm going to do that song especially for you, and I'm going to do that song for me. But first, I want to sing a piece of this song because I know this is the answer to my prayer. This song I want to sing is So Many Times the Lord have made a way for me. So many times the Lord have made a way for me. So many times the Lord have made a way for me. He picked me up. Oh, yes, he did. And he turned me around. He placed my feet, oh, yeah, on a solid ground. So many times the Lord has made a way for me. So many times the Lord has made a way for me. See, when I was sick, oh yes, and I thought I couldn't get well, he healed my body, oh yes. And now I can tell, so many times, oh yes, the Lord has made a way for me. So many times the Lord has made a way for me. And Lord, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for holding me. You've been so good. So good. So good, God, to me. And so many times the Lord has made a way for me. So many times the Lord has made a way for you. He picked you up. Oh, yes, he did. He turned you around. He placed your feet on a solid ground. And oh, I want to thank you, God. I want to thank you, God, for holding me. Oh, I just want to thank you, God. I want to thank you, God, for holding me. And this song is a song I was singing on last Wednesday night. And this song is, I'm Depending on You. I know I'm not by myself, because I think everybody on this prayer line, everybody in the world today, just depend on Jesus. The song say, I'm dependent on You. You just depend on Him. And the song goes something like this. Growing up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me Jesus will always be there. Oh, yeah. Now I'm a grown lady. I'm living on my own. Oh, yeah. I can truly say Jesus, He never left me alone. Oh, yeah. Then I have to tell Him, Lord, I'm depending on You. Let me say that one more time. I say, Lord, I'm depending on You. Did you ever tell the Lord you depending on Him? You depending on Him. Let me say that one more time. Growing up as a child in my mother's care. Oh, yes. I can truly say Jesus, He never left me alone. Oh, yeah. And I said, Lord, I'm depending on You. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lord, I'm depending on You. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm depending on You. I'm depending on You. I don't have long to say it, so let's go right on and talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm depending on You. I'm depending on You. When my money gets funny, I'm depending on You. When my chains get scrunched, I say, God, I'm depending on You. When my friends get few, I say, Lord, I'm depending on You. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I don't know what to do. Find somebody just to lean on and say, I'm depending on You. And I say, Jesus, oh, Jesus, yes, Jesus, there's power in that name. There's power in the name. In the name of Jesus. I say Jesus. I say Jesus. I love him. I love him. I need him. I need him. I say Jesus. Oh yeah. Jesus. I say Jesus. I want you. I need you. I love you. And I'm depending on you. Oh yes. Oh yes. Lord, I'm depending on you. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Lord, I'm depending on you. Now, listen to this. Isn't the kind of God we serve just like that? Last week, she didn't finish the song in our hearing. She finished the song, but we didn't hear it. And God allowed her to come back tonight and sing the song, our hearing, in its entirety. That is how the God David served works. He will allow you to come back and do it again. He will allow you to go forward with what you were, your endeavor was to complete something. God, I hear them say, is a God of a second chance. But I don't say he's a God of a second chance. The reason why I dispute that is because he gave me chance after chance after chance after chance. If he'd have stopped on chance number two, I wouldn't be here talking to you. But he kept on because he had a hope in me, saying she's going to make it. She's going to fall down, but she's going to get back up. She's going to make it. I guess I must have been related to the rubber tree plant because the ant had high hopes. He said, oops, he couldn't do it. Oops, there go another rubber tree plant. Because it had to keep on, you had to persevere. And when you're with Christ, when you're walking in the light, it is a press. It is not an easy journey trying to live according to God's word. There's always opposition because the enemy is still here on the earth. Once God put the enemy to death, things would be different. But right now, we can sing, Lord, I'm depending on you to see me through. And so many times, the Lord made a way for me. So many times, so many times, do not narrow it down to he's a God of a second chance. He's a God beyond a second chance. Whatever it takes, he says, I'm all in. If it takes dealing with you for the next 5 years where you're in and out, up and down, round and round, all, I'm going to be patient with you. James Cleveland said, please, be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. He says when God gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. So be patient with your loved ones. Be patient with your family. Just hold to God's unchanging hand. When you put your petition before God, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. God is in control. God has not forgotten you. God cares about you. God loves you. God is concerned about how your welfare is. God is concerned because God is mindful of man. He made you a little lower than the angel. God has not forgotten you. God is going to manifest. your prayer. Lord, do it for me right now. Oh, no, 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 no. Things not going to always go according to the way you want them to go. But God is still God. And he's worthy of all the praise. All the praise belongs to God. The children used to sing, all these blessings come from God. You got eyes to see, ears to hear, legs to walk, a voice to talk. All these blessings, God. And yes, we're grateful tonight. May not have the things I desire the most, but I'm pressing on. As my mom used to sing, I'm pressing on the upward way. New height I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. She didn't stop praying because she was on her way. She kept on praying while she was pressing her way. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand my feet on heaven, table, land, no higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I'm so glad to be saved tonight. That is very important to me. Glad I'm saved tonight. Oh, bless his name. No one can do me like the Lord. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Woman want to talk before I talk. But we just gonna bless God's name on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Thank you for what you don't know that he's doing. Tell him thank you because you're clothed in your right mind. I give honor to God. I do that when I get on here. I'm honoring God by blessing his holy name. I'm praising his name. I'm lifting up his name. I'm magnifying his name. I'm glorying in his name. Thank God, as I stated, for Mother Janie, but I give honor to my sister evangelist, Jackie Grant. I thank God for the evangelist on tonight. I read her Facebook today, and I said she's on her post. She's on her job. Evangelists don't always have to have a pulpit and a microphone in their hand. But they that do the work of the Lord is a witness for my Lord. And just the mere fact that she get on and put that out on Facebook, come and dine with us at Blog Talk Radio tonight. Pastor Patricia will be bringing the message. Come dine with us. Come sup with us. Come hang out with us. If you want to hear the word of God and not what people are wearing, come dine with us. I charge some of the preachers when they use the pulpit, the platform, to discredit you and talk about your clothes and all of that. God is too big for that. God is too big for that. God is not concerned about your clothes. Yes, we are to dress in modest apparel. We should already know that. But he's not concerned with that. Because my clothes, even though they may put me in the grave fully dressed, my clothes is not going with Jesus. Why? Because them clothes is going back to the earth where they originated from. Yes, you need dirt and all of that to make fabric. I like watching the program, Mom Janie. I watched the program. It used to come on Saturday. I haven't caught it in a while. And it says, how is it made? And everything so far that I've seen that they make, they show you how it's made, it has water. Well, if the fabric don't have water in it, the machine that you use has to have water for it to run. My God, today, everything God made has water. That's why water is so important, that we have water. I watch how is it made and how they take that water and mix with something, and you got rubber. Your tires on your car made. I watch them make metal cans that you, string beans that you open up on Saturday night or Sunday morning and throw that meat in there and put it in the pot and let it cook down till it has like its own little gravy, make the flavor of the bean change. The can, I watch them make the can. And guess what? One of the key ingredients, water. We don't know this because we don't take the time to learn these things. I watch them do that. The program is called How Is It Made? You'll be surprised what they use to make this stuff that we use. You don't have a clue. But yet we say, oh, scientists are going to hell. No, God made the scientists to be able to explore the earth and know the difference between a poison mushroom and a mushroom that's good for your health. God gave us scientists. That medicine that you take for your allergy from the pollen that's fallen, God gave us a scientist that can say, if I mix this with that and that with this, that will help the allergy. It won't kill it, but it'll help you be able to tolerate it. And when I go to the doctor, I look at, how does she know these things? I look at my insulin. How do my body know that I'm putting insulin in my body through a man-made needle and a man-made medicine that will work with what God gave me, a pancreas that is not working like it should, it's sluggish. I've damaged it with what I was putting in it when it was working. And now it doesn't want to support me, so I have to shoot insulin. But I thank God for the scientist. My God, I love you, Jesus. I remember when I first met my husband back in 1985, he was on insulin. And he said, you know, the insulin that I'm shooting into my body comes from the pig. They were using the insulin from the pig for humans. God made us all. And it kept him from going blind. It kept him from having a stroke. It kept him rather healthy. He was shooting insulin in his body from a pig. God made the scientist to know what to do. You put the pig over here at my house, and I'm going to show you where he going. I'm not going to get no insulin out that boy. He going in that pot or in that roasting pan, going in. He's going to put his hot pots in that oven. I'm going to cut his feet off, and I'm going to put them in the pot. I'm going to have me some pig feet. I'm going to cut his ham out. I'm going to cut him up. Won't be any insulin to draw when I get through. I'll be the mad scientist cutting up the pig, telling the Lord, thanking for all of you that don't eat pork. God bless you to find whatever it is that tickle your fancy. But Jesus said it, not me. Jesus told Peter, because Peter did not want to eat the pork, because the pork was considered filthy, unclean, the pig. Because he'll eat anything. He can crunch on glass and it don't cut him. That's a bad pig, you hear me? Don't even cut his tongue. My God, did that. What kind of tongue did he get a pig? But however, that's his nature. That's who he is. He's the pig. That works for the pig. But Peter did not want to eat the pig. Jews don't eat. Some of them don't. They've changed some of them. Some of them will eat ribs, I know, because I cook them for them. and they ate them and said they were good. But Jesus told Peter, when he said, no, I can't eat that. I don't want that. That's not clean. That's not my custom. That's not what we do. We don't touch him. We don't touch that food. Jesus said, how dare you to call something unclean that I say is clean. See, that's the problem with you all now. You're trying to know more than Jesus or what you feel like is best. But Jesus had to get Peter straight. If I tell you you can eat it, eat it. So for all of you all that don't have a medical problem with it, shame on you. Jesus said it's okay to eat. I know our children go to prison and come back home and they don't eat pork anymore. Well, that's fine. But you can't tell me that it's a sin for me to eat the pork, because Jesus straightened that out a long time ago when he told Peter, eat it. Because I made it. Jesus made the pigs. Jesus made the cows. Jesus made the pigeons. And Jesus made you. Now, I know some people that have a problem with pork. This is not my message tonight. I'm going to get to it in a few minutes. But I know some people that can eat bacon, but they can't eat ham. I know them that can eat ham, but they can't eat the pig feet. I know them that they can eat the chitterling and can't eat the fresh shoulder. It's all from that same fellow, the pig. But it affects each one of us differently. I don't get a headache when I eat bacon. I don't get a headache when I eat pork chop. I don't get a headache when I eat ham. I don't get a headache when I eat pig feet. I don't get a headache when I eat ribs. But if it offends you, don't eat it. But don't say it's not clean, because Jesus said it's clean. So, but if it's offensive to your health, then leave it alone. But don't knock me, because it's not bothering me. Oh, bless his name. God has a way that's mighty sweet. He changes the message whenever he feel like it. It's okay. He's in control. Thank you, Mother, for those beautiful songs, and we heard them in its entirety so many times. The Lord has made a way for me. That's everybody's song on the prayer line, as Mother said. But on this Blog Talk Radio, that is everyone's song so many times. Whether you recognize that it was God or not, he did it. All good, that's what his word said. All good and perfect gifts come from above. That's the Father. That's not the devil. That's the Father. And you need to take a moment and tell God thank you. I don't care if you're getting welfare cheese or not. It could be where you didn't get any cheese at all. Because that welfare cheese will keep you from starving. Just don't give me the cheese and the butter. Give me a piece of bread, too, so I can make me a grilled cheese sandwich. And be happy ever after. We got to learn how to bless God for who he is and what he does to us and for us. I tell you, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My redeemer lives, and I'm going to thank him for all that he's done for me. So many times, Mother said, the Lord has made a way for me. I spoke with my sister last week, and she said, Sissy, I was listening to the program, and she said, you went on up the ladder. I said, thank you, Sissy. So she let me know that she was listening. Last week when I got off the air, I received phone calls, people that was on the air saying, I'm telling you, you know what? I don't even know what I was saying, because I was not saying it. God was saying it. And God let come out of my mouth what you needed to hear. So we just bless God tonight for his benefits that he load us with daily. For the scripture. scripture says, Psalm 119, my time is moving along. Psalms 119, verse 64. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. And that's what it is. The Lord gives us mercy every day. We're not consumed by the enemy. It is God's mercy that we are still able to function the way we do. And yes, God owns the earth. He let man be here on the earth, but the earth is the Lord, David declared, and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein, it belongs to him. You're just here on borrowed time. You're making time payments on time. And when the time is no more time, then the payment is paid in full, and you're out of here. Oh, bless his name. When your payment that you owe God has been paid in full, you're out of here. You don't stay here when you've paid your debt, where God gave you life, health, and strength. Once your debt has been settled, once your payment has been made, God says paid in full. Patricia, come home. Come home. A very glad welcome waits you. Come on home, my child. You're paid in full. Somebody better help me praise Jesus. You're paid in full. No need hanging out down there anymore. There's nothing else left for you to do. So I bring you home, my child. Why? Because the debt that you owed is now paid in full. Jesus, I love the Lord tonight. You better leave me alone. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with my servant, with thy servant. O Lord, according unto thy word, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Verse 67, I believe, is where we should have started, but I went back to freshen your memory. Before I was afflicted, listen to this. Preached to me today when I was reading it. I began to read. I said, let me just read and prepare my mind for service tonight. And when I got to verse number 67, Mother Janie, I had to study it for a moment. I had to pause. That's what I mean by study. I had to pause and give God thanks. You all need to get your Bibles on Wednesday night so you can follow along and make markers in your Bible. If you're using your phone, they have markers for your phone as well. But just to have your paper handy so you can jot down things that God released in the atmosphere. Before, this is verse 67 of 119 Psalm, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Check me out, somebody. Now, listen, I just told you earlier that he's a God of more than a second chance. Before I got sick, before I got messed up, I went astray. Didn't want to walk up right. Didn't want to talk right. Didn't want to do right. I have a man that was in my hometown in New York. My sister knows him as well as I do. And his slogan was, do right, get right. Do right. Get right. And he had it printed on the back of his back window. Do right, get right. In other words, if you do what's right, you will get what's right. Oh, bless his name. Come on, somebody help me preach this thing tonight. Do right, get right. Let's go back to that. I don't care if I don't get to 68, because 67 is a power-packed verse here. It's power-packed. I'm excited, about my Jesus. David, I envy you, because God downloaded all of this good, rich word through you. David to be able to read God's word. David put it out there. And then came you. My God, today, that's a sermon by itself. And then, came you. Oh, wait. I feel that. And how are you going to church if you can't feel God's presence? No need of you going in God's house. No need of me coming to your house and you never home. Somebody better help me with this. There's no need of me coming to your house and you're never home. What do I keep going there for? But oh my God, when I come to your house and your home to receive me, there's a fellowship going on. And we have a time. Let's go back and read this. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now, look out, now have I kept thy word. You run. But you became afflicted. Back in the early 2000s, I was very sick with my rheumatoid arthritis. I couldn't walk. Without being in excruciating pain, I couldn't really brush my teeth because my hands were in bad shape. I've told this story before. I couldn't even clap my hands, and you sit up there and won't even clap your hands. Shame on you. I couldn't clap my hands. They were in so much pain. In so much pain. So my pastor, at that time I was evangelist, Patricia Penniman. She said, Pat, God promised me when I said yes that there would be no sick folks in this ministry. There would be no homeless folk or hungry folk in this ministry. She said, now I don't know what's going on that you're sick all the time. You came in sick. And with all the anointing in the house, that sickness should have left you. She said, so I went to God. I didn't say anything to you. I went to God. And I said, God, you didn't make the promise to her. You made it to me. Why is Pat still sick? And the saints is praying and the anointing is flowing. We're fasting and praying. Why, God, is she still in that condition that she's in? I didn't stop going to church, though. And she said, Pat, God told me that if he healed you, you'd backslide. I said, oh, my God. She said, your affliction and emotion is to keep you safe. Oh, bless his name. She said, God said, if I heal her joints and her limbs, and she'll walk away from me. But if I let her have affliction with my grace, she won't leave me. And I love her too much to heal her and she go to hell. So I can take her to heaven with an affliction. But I can't take her to heaven full of sin. My God, today. But let me tell you what God did. He began to give me a little more grace. And the more grace he bestowed upon me, the more my sickness began to decrease to the point that I could tolerate it and didn't have the pain. Sometime examine yourself. The reason why God has not moved for you, because he don't want to lose you. Because he know. You take a man that's in a wheelchair, he can't walk, haven't walked in 10 years. If God raised him up on his foot, where he going? Is he going to the club or is he going to the church? Is he going to go mess with somebody's wife, somebody's daughter? Is he going to start stealing? Is he going to go out and get drunk? But his affliction keeps him in the wheelchair. He's mindful of God, and he sits there, and he pray and give thanks and tell the Lord, thank you for another day. Yes, Lord. Hey, God, I thank you. Thou art good and dost good, or it's a statue, but it means that what the word, thy word, or the ways. Teach me your way, Jesus, God. However, verse number 69, the proud have forged a lie against me, but, look at that, but, I preach but in El Paso, Texas, but, I work the service using the word B-U-T, but, my God, but, I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Or it means something to stay in the race. For the race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but to him that endureth to the end. That's the one that's going to make it. Their heart is as fat. I laughed when I read this, Jackie. Talking to my sister now. Sissy, when I read verse number 70, I fell out laughing. Because it said, it is good for me. Oh, verse number 70, excuse me. Their heart is as fat as grease. When I saw that heart fat as grease, I had to laugh. I fell out. I said, God, you and David is up to something. The heart is fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been affected. He appreciates his affection because it brought him closer to God. That's what our afflictions should do. It should bring us closer, not drive us out the door. God, you ain't healed me yet. I'm praying, God, giving offering, inviting people to church, and you haven't healed me, and here this junk across the street, you healed him. As my sister said, her uncle would pass by the house, her uncle-in-law, I believe, and she said, he would say, well, how is so-and-so said, he's not nasty as you. I said, what is he saying, sister? He's saying you got a nasty attitude, and that's us. We're looking at who God healed, and he didn't heal us, so it gives us a nasty attitude. That's what happened, a nasty attitude, and you get that nasty attitude. That's how he speaks. I'm not making fun of him, but I'm just saying it in a way. But my sister knew what he was saying. He was saying we got a nasty attitude. God has given you the sun. The moon's still giving her light, and you got a nasty attitude because you got a sinus infection. You got a nasty pollen has fallen all over your white car, and now your car is green. Now you got to go wash your car. You got a nasty attitude, but instead of giving thanks, say, Lord, I thank you that I have a car that I can drive, whether it's green, blue, yellow, or gold. It doesn't matter. Because you're God, and I'm not putting our mother down, and I'm not saying that's mother's attitude. That's certainly not mother's attitude. And that's why I could say that about her, because that's not mother's attitude. Mother's steady giving God the praise. She's steady giving the Lord the praise. She could have said, look, I can't go on tonight because my allergies is acting up. Pollen is everywhere. But she said, pollen is everywhere, but so is Jesus. I'm going where Jesus is. I'm going on blog talk. Go tell the saints so many times. The Lord has made a way for me. I'm excited, saints of God. Oh, bless his name. It was good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your ways. That's what's thy statue. I just put God's way. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. See, it wasn't about the money. It's not about, well, if I do this, God's going to bless me. If I do that, God's going to bless me. Look here, let's read it again. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. It's not about the money. Tell somebody, touch somebody next to you. I don't care if it's the kitchen sink or touch it from one thigh to the next. It's next to you. And tell it, it's not about the money. It's not about the money. It's not about the money. It's about God's word. Thy hands have made me and fashioned that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in the Lord. I know, verse 75, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, look out, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. He is grateful to God that he's afflicted. Why not me, he's saying. No, it didn't feel good, but I'm happy about it because you chose to take up the time to afflict me so that I can learn more about you. Because if I'm okay, then I don't have to. But while I'm laying here flat on my back and can't move, can't go to the right, can't go to the left, can't go north, can't go south, can't go east, can't go west, God, thank you for the affliction, because I learned about you while I was down and out. Because I couldn't move, I couldn't go anywhere. So I begin to seek your face, take up learning after thee. Oh, my God. I know, O Lord, that thou judgment are right, and that thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. I have to read it for you again. Let, comma, I pray thee, comma, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. I'm going to stop here at 77. Let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live, for the law, for thy law is my delight. My goodness, Lord, I'm going to stop right here because I'm excited. I feel like continuing to read, but I'm going to stop here. Matter of fact, I know I'm going to stop here. It is now 7:58. We got about 2 minutes left on that 8 o'clock hour, and I just thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation. I thank God for Jesus because he opened up the way. We're getting ready to go into another month. We're getting ready to go into March this week. March, February, only have 28 days. Today is the 22nd. We got 6 more days left in the month of February. And then with the 7th day will be the first day of March. I tell you, our mother won't be with us, but it's okay. God is in control. My. Do I bless that wonderful name of Jesus? Ooh, you have no clue. Just want to see if I can find a song for tonight. I got my Fire Stick yesterday, so I'm really learning how to work it tonight. But let me see if I can't pull up YouTube. It's okay. It's okay. I had it up, but I was so long time getting to it, it disappeared. Just 1 second, please. Oh, bless his name. I was able to get it back. So let's go out with Rance if it'll play, and I'll see you all next week. Our mother won't be with us. Next week is the first of the month, but we'll be here in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We say amen again. God bless you all. Have a good night, and we're always praying for the bereaved. So in Jesus' name, all is well. I'm telling you, God is worthy to be praised. It's taking a minute for this to upload it, download it. Now we're waiting for the upload to let us in to the screen. I just want to keep on going and going and going and going. Let's just keep it moving. If it don't do it this time, we may not get this song tonight. We'll see what happens. There it is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is Rance Allen, you all. Big fella.
Just like we take our stuff for granted until we walk about the casket and all we can do is push it.